This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After a no good, very bad, horrible couple of weeks for Chipotle, investors at least seem to believe things aren't going to get any worse. Shares up 5% or so today after the company's founder and co-CEO went on the Today Show this morning to apologize to the customers in 9 states who've gotten sick after eating there. Chipotle is scrubbing its restaurants and its image, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
These latest outbreaks started last August when people at a California Chipotle got sick from a norovirus. Then customers at Chipotles in Washington and Oregon got sick, this time from E. coli. Then this week, people who ate at a Boston Chipotle got sick, again from a norovirus strain.
Noroviruses are indeed difficult.
That's Chipotle spokesman Chris Arnold. He says they're using a special bleach to get rid of the norovirus, and all workers at the Boston Chipotle are being tested for norovirus. Boston public health officials say there was a sick employee at that restaurant around the time of the norovirus outbreak there. Arnold says Chipotle has sent senior managers to its restaurants to oversee training and is trying to prevent E. coli by testing suppliers.
What we've done is a reassessment of all of the practices from farm to restaurant for each ingredient that we use.
Chipotle is also working on its image. Jonathan Bernstein of Bernstein Crisis Management has some ideas about that.
Everybody needs to be able to provide the customer with evidence that it's safe.
Bernstein says Chipotle should keep safety brochures on hand that workers can give to customers worried they'll get sick. And he says Chipotle should not say it'll become the safest place to eat, which is exactly what its CEO did on this morning's Today Show. Bernstein says statements like that can come back to bite you if there is another outbreak. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.